What would your life be like if God wasn't lying? I know, no, hang on. I know it sounds blunt, but stay with me. Here's why I ask. I think about this a lot. I say I trust him, but I still catch myself holding back and playing it safe, overthinking everything, bracing for the worst. Ah, silly me. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm living life like driving a Ferrari in first gear. I ask for directions and then hesitate. Or I ask for peace and then I keep worrying. I have a sneaking suspicion that you and I just might be in the same boat. So which is it? Do I believe him or do I just like the idea of believing him? And what is all this that he's promising anyway? For one, abundant life. No survival, no barely getting by, a full, rich, meaningful life. John 10:10 tells us, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. He also says he's with you always. Not sometimes, not when you're good, always. Hebrews 13:5 tells us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh man, what a promise. He's also working things for your good. I mean, I'm talking even the stuff that you don't understand. Even the stuff that you wouldn't choose. Romans 8:28 tells us, in all things God works for the good. He also gives you wisdom freely. You're not supposed to figure life out alone. Ask, and he guides. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, and it will be given. Man, how about this one? Peace is available even now. Not when everything's perfect, right in the middle of chaos. John 14:27, my peace I give you, do not be troubled. If he's telling the truth, maybe I don't need to have it all figured out. Maybe I don't have to wait for the perfect time. Maybe I can just take the step now. Maybe I can relax my white knuckle grip just a little. Holy cow, maybe life doesn't need me to be its event coordinator. Think about this. What if nothing's actually being held back from me except my willingness to trust? All right, so let me put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to lay it on the line with you. By the end of next month, here's what you'll get from me. A new book finished, a new online course created, and 10 reels filmed. There you go. Man, I've opened my kimono. So here's my question for you. If you actually believed him, if you knew God was telling the truth, what would you do next? What would your next move be? Whatever that is, do that. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make something happen.